Our text for this morning is the standard epistle lesson in the ancient church for the first Sunday in Advent and in the new church year. It is taken from Paul's letter to the Romans, the 13th chapter, beginning with verse 11. "And do this, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in lewdness and lust, not in strife and envy. But put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lusts. These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. We pray that you would increase our faith through them. Amen." Back when I was in college, one of my friends for a summer job was combining. It was late in August, and a farm out near between St. Peter and Le Sueur. And he was on a 30-hour shift. And he happened to look over in the field next to him where his brother was combining. And he realized that his brother had failed to stop and make the turn he was supposed to make to go back the other way, and had gone through a small ditch, broken through a fence, and was now going through another field that he wasn't supposed to be in. My friend quickly jumped out of his cab of his combine and went sprinting across the field and caught up with his brother's combine and climbed up onto the cab and pulled the door open and found his brother completely asleep, laying on top of the steering wheel, and woke him up to stop him from further destruction and harm. Sleep is a good thing. By the way, some of you could use a little more based on your attention in my classes. So sleep is a good thing. And yet there are times when sleep is not such a good thing. In fact, when sleep can be a great detriment to us. St. Paul in our text before us uses this imagery of slumber and of sleep, and applies it and uses it in a way to talk about our spiritual lives and the temptations that we have in this world toward the wickedness and the evil and the unbelief that is so present in this world. And it's important for us to notice here that St. Paul is not writing these words to unbelievers. He's writing these words to Christians, to believers, to people that have already come to faith in Christ, who know of him as their Savior, who've come to understand that he alone paid the great penalty for our sins by his death on the cross. And because of him, we are now forgiven before God. And by faith in him, we have the hope of heaven. These are the people to whom St. Paul is writing this. People who trust in that and believe in that and are building their hope on that. And he now says to us, be careful. Wake up out of sleep. He talks here about the works of darkness. Martin Luther referred to the text here that Luther is describing for us a spiritual lethargy, kind of a drowsiness that takes us over with various temptations that might be out there in the world. And the reason that he's trying to awaken us from this is because he doesn't want us to lose this precious faith that we've been given so graciously from our God. You know, the devil likes to come at us and hold out his hand to us with little sleeping pills that look so enticing and inviting. Little enticements for our flesh and for the things about this world. Things that look like they're going to benefit us and help us. If you were to go over to Target or Walgreens right now, I bet you could find dozens and dozens of different types of sleep aids to help put you into a nice deep sleep. The devil has a variety of different pills that he tempts us with, that he likes to come to each one of us, and he'll pick out the one that fits you the best. He'll pick out the one that is just right for your life, for your spiritual life, for your weaknesses or mine, and to tempt us with those. Paul mentions a number of them here in our text. And the more that we take these in, and the more that we allow ourselves to be caught up in this spiritual lethargy and this spiritual slumber, the more dangerous our condition becomes. You see, sin is not just given to us and put before us in this world with the idea of just getting us to sin. Because in a sense, it just goes away and is gone once it's done. But the real problem with sin is the fact that it causes us to get deeper into the sleep heading toward unbelief. That's the real challenge with sin. The devil's intent in tempting us is to ultimately place us into complete slumber so that we forget about our relationship to Christ, and we forget about heaven, and we forget about a relationship to God. Sin is always tied and connected to unbelief. We need to always remember that. It's not just something we can dabble in and, okay, that's fine, I'll come back. There's always an end game from Satan's perspective connected to that temptation that has to do with sucking the faith out of your soul and robbing you of your relationship with Christ. And you can see this a lot of times. Pastors will tell you that when there are certain members that have been very faithful about coming to church and all of a sudden they don't seem to care about God's word and sacrament anymore, that quite often they've started to embrace and fall into a temptation that has started to make them slumber now regarding their spiritual life. And they don't care as much about Christ. They don't care as much about repenting of their sins. They don't care as much about receiving his true body and blood in the sacrament anymore. They don't care as much about heaven. Suddenly all of that just isn't quite as important anymore. That's the danger of these stupid sleeping pills that the devil puts in front of us. It's not just the sin we can do, but it's what that sin ultimately is heading us toward. And so the question I need to ask myself in my own spiritual life is, what little seemingly insignificant pills does the devil put in front of me in my life that ultimately have this horrific eternal fate connected to them? When I was in college, over spring break 1 year, four of my friends and myself got in a car and drove down to Florida, and we drove entirely through the night. And the guy in the front seat next to the driver, his job was to stay awake and keep the driver awake. And while I was sleeping in the back seat, one of my friends tapped me on the knee to wake me up gently, and he was the guy in the passenger seat, and he pointed to the driver. And I looked at the driver, and his eyes were slowly fading. And my friend wanted me to see that here we were on the interstate going 75 miles an hour, and here was this guy starting to fall asleep at the wheel. And I said, "Wake up!" And I said to my friend, "You idiot! Why? You're playing with our lives!" And we quickly changed drivers. St. Paul says that to us in our text for today regarding our spiritual lives. He says, "Now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed." Spiritually, snap out of it is what he's saying. And we do this through sincere repentance of our sins, acknowledging every one of them before God, and having a change of heart about them and bringing them before his altar, and then clinging to his marvelous grace and forgiveness that he's shown us in Christ. This is how we do what Paul is saying here. Let us cast off the works of darkness. You see, the spiritual life of a Christian in this world is nothing but a perpetual conversion to Christ every time we go through that process of repentance. And we can do it because the daylight of the gospel has now come. The daylight of Christ. In the scriptures, he's often referred to as this bright light. Malachi refers to Christ as the Son of Righteousness. John calls him the light of the world. And just like when you wake up from the darkness at night into a beautiful sunny day, so it is for us spiritually with Christ. He now has given us the light of his grace and the marvelous hope of going to heaven because of what he's done for us on the cross. And he gives us that as an eternal goal and an eternal purpose for us in our lives. And when we wake up, one of the first things we do is get dressed. So it is in our spiritual lives as well. When we wake up from this spiritual lethargy through repentance and realize again what Christ has done for us and what this means for us, Paul says, put on the armor of light. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Get dressed in Him again. Get dressed in that holy, white, perfect robe that God has given you in your baptism. The one by which He looks at you and sees you as a perfect saint worthy of coming to heaven. And now go out into the daylight and live in that glorious robe as God's child. Amen.